Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You, and your host, Neo Gentrix. How has everybody been? It's another day here in May, and as you already know, school is just about out with whoever else still has any, you know, finals and stuff. So, anyway, let's get down to brass tacks, shall we? Alright, first things first, we've had a lot of different topics that we've covered over the last, you know, year, 2 years, 3 years, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we've covered. Lately, we've been covering a lot of major level topics, such as how you need to care for your body, why is water important, what's been going on in the real world. I do believe I covered the importance of sleep and dietary nutrients. So let me go ahead and reestablish a fact that's important since summer is around the corner. And that would be caring for your body. As I've mentioned before, it's one of those things that people don't seem to think about or take too lightly. Like they think, oh, you know, it's fine. At least I eat and I drink water. I may not work out like I'm supposed to, but at least I get up and move. Well, that's great and all, but you still have to do a little bit more than just that. Hell, if it was that simple, everybody would be as skinny, you know, as a toothpick, but it's not that straightforward. Now, let's go ahead and think about this for a minute. Caring for your body. Well, it's important to look after your body to help you to stay healthy and well, you know, for as long as you can. However, advice about caring for your body is often conflicting and often confusing. I mean, it can be hard to know what exactly is the best thing for it, you know, and each person's different. No two people are the same. Many people abandon any effort to take care of themselves because it's just too difficult as a result. However, just because it's complicated doesn't mean that the effort is not worthwhile. Come on, common sense. I should do an episode on that. Tells us that even doing a bit more exercise or getting a bit more sleep and not eating that, you know, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, or seventh slice of cake are likely to be helpful. And the reason I say it that way is because there's a lot of people out there who will eat a slice of cake and then eat another slice of cake, and before they realize it, they've eaten the entire cake, if not half of it. You know, the application of a little science is, you know, quite a lot more common sense than you would think, and it can go a long way in helping you to work out what's best for your body and you in the long run. So the question starts off with, well, why the hell should I care? Or better yet, why do you care about my body? Well, first off, caring for your body just makes sense. It's something that we should do on a day-to-day basis. After all, you only get one body in this life, and I would think you want it to last as long as possible. Well, I guess that depends, doesn't it? Thank you. Okay. So, I mean, we want to care for our body. We want to do it for the simple fact that, you know, flippancy aside, caring for your body really does just make sense. Around the world, there's a growing chronic problem of lifestyle-related diseases that, you know, I don't have to hear name some of. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with them. And yes, even the coronavirus is not helping. So these are diseases that are effectively caused by the way that we live our lives. Most, if not all of them, are associated with not looking after our bodies. Many are associated with just being overweight, not exercising enough, or by putting the wrong substances into our body as a whole. You know, a couple of these diseases and conditions include onset diabetes, heart conditions, high blood pressures, in some cases cancer, which, you know, we can detect certain kinds and what causes them, but other things, no. You can't, of course, avoid every single illness or condition, and many are not lifestyle related. However, looking after your body will go some ways to helping you live a healthier life for longer, or help build up your immune system so that you can actually fight them off should they ever occur or happen to you. So, the thing you need to think about here, or rather, the way I want you to think, is the framework of your thinking about how you should do this. There's a simple framework for this. This is a guide, if you will, on a way you should approach looking after your body. And this will help you to think about your decisions more logically, or rather help you understand why you might want to make certain decisions. And hopefully it'll also explain why it can sometimes be hard to do what you know is the right thing, despite, you know, what people say. So here's the framework. There are three questions to keep in mind, okay? And in any aspect of caring for yourself, I want you to ask these three questions. One, what do I want to do? That's pretty straightforward. I don't think I need to explain it. The first aspect is to your emotions, is to how you feel and what you want to do, whether, you know, about what you want to eat, when you want to go to sleep, how much exercise you take. Emotions are very primitive, but they're also very strong and they can hold you back. Two, what is best for me? Well, the second one here applies reason to the situation, and it asks you what you think. This means taking what you know, that is facts, and considering them in the light of the situation accordingly. Something to keep in mind. Three, what am I going to do? Finally, you need to balance those two aspects together and make a decision about what you actually do in any given situation. This requires you to balance what you want or what you think you should do in light of those facts. Okay? There will be many times when you want to do, or what you want to do, rather, and it coincides perfectly with what you know you should do. Like, you may want to go out for a bike ride because the sun is shining, or go to bed early because you're tired. These are convenient and it helps your body stay healthy. At other times, you'll find it very tempting to do something you know you should be avoiding. Like, in the example I gave earlier, eating another slice of cake, or two or three. You know, or for example, not exercise just because you're busy. Remember, it is important that you don't always, you know, how do I put this? You don't always have to do the right thing, but you do need to at least compensate for the fact that you're not doing it. You know, if you're going to fall in one area, pick up in another area to compensate for it, you know, every now and then. It'll be fine to follow your instincts. You can eat an extra slice of chocolate. You can lay around in bed all day. But if you do that too often, there are huge consequences that will fall upon you. For example, if you overeat and don't exercise enough, you're likely to end up overweight and looking like a jelly-filled donut. You know, I understand that one perfectly well. I've done it, and I had to pay the price for it, and now I'm losing weight considerably. You know, and a lot of these can lead to the development of various chronic diseases, including diabetes, which I don't have, thank God. But by all means, you need to give yourself a break from time to time. But don't let these bad behaviors become a habit, because habits are extremely, extremely hard to break. I do believe I covered that before. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, go ahead and look back through my previous podcast. You'll see it. It's there. All right? Alright, so now, after looking after your body, there are three key areas I need you to make sure you keep in mind, right? Let's get started with what they are. The three very important aspects to looking after your body: first off, getting enough rest and sleep; second, eating well; and three, taking exercise. Let's start with the first one, rest and sleep. And I've already done a podcast on sleep, on what is sleep, how is sleep important. If you haven't heard those, go back and listen to them. I'm not going to dive into them too much here, but scientists have done a lot of research on rest and sleep, but we still don't really know why we need sleep. We just know that when we're tired, we must go to sleep. You know, regular periods of rest and sleep are vital to our personal well-being, and being deprived of sleep is extremely dangerous. It limits our ability to do things like drive, and also, you know, makes us very, very ill. Of course, everyone needs to sleep for slightly different target ranges and such, you know, just to give a few examples. Margaret Thatcher, I'm pretty sure everyone's familiar with that name. If not, at least the people in Britain are. The former British Prime Minister famously claimed that to need only 4 hours of sleep every night, and more recently, there has been almost an epidemic among CEOs claiming kudos for early rising. Well, scientists, however, suggest that most people need rather more sleep than they think. This is in turn implies that most of us are probably trying to get on too little sleep. And we really shouldn't be doing this. Yes, you can take a power nap for 4 hours and get up and function, but like I said before, this is highly unrecommended. So, but anyway. What is important is to be aware of your personal sleep patterns and ensure that you get enough sleep on a regular basis to function effectively. That's the main point here. The other fact of the matter was the food, the diet, and nutrition that you get from what you eat. The phrase, "you are what you eat," has become a bit cliche over the many years, but it still has a basic fact. Most of us know that modern diets can contain too many processed foods that are either high in fat, sugar, or salt. And, you know, we should eat more fresh fruits and vegetables as part of a healthy, balanced diet, which in return will also help you lose weight if you're trying to lose it. You know, obesity, high cholesterol levels, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes are all common problems in the modern day life, and it's usually related to poor diets. But then the question comes, what counts as a healthy diet? Now, if I'm not mistaken, I do believe I did cover diet and nutrition once before, so I'm not going to dive into this too much here either. But, you know, in the reference to the diet and nutrition, I explained why your body, what your body needs and why. And, you know, it also shows some simple changes to your diet can make big differences to your life, like increasing your energy levels, lifting your spirits, perhaps reducing the likelihood of becoming ill, reducing your chances of being extremely lazy. You know, on the face of it, losing and gaining weight is a fairly simple equation if you think about it. If the number of calories that you take in is greater than the numbers you use, well, you gain weight. If you lower the amount of calories that you intake and you burn more of them, you're just going to lose more weight. However, a closer examination suggests that the situation is not exactly that simple, because in some people's cases it's the opposite. It's easy to lose weight by dieting, but it's also much harder to maintain that weight loss on a long-term basis. There are likely to be other things going on, like the best approach is to maintain a healthy weight and avoid dieting, but this is not always possible for a lot of people. And many scientists now argue that portion control is one of the most important aspects of healthy eating. There's also general agreements that, you know, we need a balanced diet, though there is not quite enough so much as an agreement about what exactly a balanced diet actually looks like. But, you know, perhaps the best approach is to make sure that you get enough of the essential building blocks of a diet and not too much of any one thing, especially. All right. So, what are the elements of a diet? Again, a lot of this stuff I've already covered before, so I'm not going to dive into it too much. But like I said, I'm just giving essentials. All right. So the elements of a diet is, number one, protein. It's an essential part of all diets. It's the building block for our cells and our body, organs, bones, muscles, and blood. You know, and there is a more, you know, there's so many different types of protein-rich food sources, and, you know, how your body should use these is relevant to how that function is used. And again, you know, I covered what is protein before. Next is the fat. Fat is also an essential part of our diet, despite its bad press. You know, we can't live without it, and it, you know, it's far from the most efficient form of energy. And, you know, again, like I said, I covered BMI, I covered what fat is, and how it relates to your body, so feel free to go check those out later. But, you know, unlike protein and fat, carbohydrates, usually referred to as carbs, are not essential to our diets whatsoever. Most of us probably consume way too many carbs, you know, and it's something to keep in mind that, you know, carbohydrates, sugar, and the way you diet matter, okay? I did cover that, again, in another podcast, so feel free to go check that out. Next is high fiber foods. They help us to maintain healthy digestive systems, helps boost your metabolism, and keep it regulated. You know, they also help your body run way more efficiently than it's needed. I had a guest star over on my podcast talking about fiber previously, a couple of episodes back. So if you want to hear that, along with some of the jokes, feel free to go and check that out. Now, vitamins are by definition essential to our health, and there are 13 that we need to keep our bodies healthy. Now, I don't remember if I did cover vitamins before, but I'll definitely cover that later, so you can look forward to that podcast. But they are definitely a necessity to keeping our body, you know, functioning like it should. And finally, there are some minerals that are extremely important nutritiously, that, you know, such as calcium and such, to help build strong bones and teeth that we need. And again, I covered minerals and nutrients in further detail in another episode. So these are things that you need to keep in mind regarding your diet so that you can stay in shape. Next is exercise. Most people are aware of advice that we should take exercise regularly, but they don't actually do this. And the question that's usually arises is, you know, why is this necessary? But, you know, I can explain that in more detail, and I'll do that next time. So look forward to tomorrow's episode on the importance of exercise. But what does that mean, and why is it important? Recommendations vary between 20 minutes of medium intensity exercise, enough to raise your heart rate per day, you know, up to 3 longer sessions of high intensity activity per week. Many people, perhaps unsurprisingly, conclude that they don't have time to work out. What should they do? Well, the common sense solution, however, is that any exercise is better than no exercise. So, although the recommendations for the amount and intensity of exercise may change, nobody has yet concluded that taking some exercise is bad for you. However, very intense exercise over long periods or longer periods can have a lot of detrimental effects, especially if you're not taking care of yourself like you should or drinking enough water, as I explained yesterday. Even if you can't do as much exercise as is recommended, taking small amounts of exercise will do you good. It is, however, important to ease yourself gently into any exercise program. It doesn't matter what it is. Or if you're one of those crazy people who thinks insanity is great, you know, if you haven't been exercising, especially if it's been a while since you've exerted yourself doing anything beyond lifting the TV remote or walking to your car, you know, it's a risk of injury, and if you overdo it, you can run the risk of a heart attack or other problems because you pushed your body too hard too soon. Okay? There are a number of programs like Couch to 5K that can help you start exercising in a controlled way and avoid overdoing it. There's Tybo on YouTube from the original series that, you know, used to exist years ago. Hell, if you were into wrestling, you can do that. You can go outside and run. You can anything to get you off the couch, you know, and taking care of yourself better than you have been before. The thing to keep in mind is doing the right thing, okay? Knowing what to do and actually doing it are, of course, quite different things. So it's something to keep in mind regarding your own self. Caring for your body is like other aspects of goodness, and if you work on developing your moral compass, then you will be able to apply it to doing the right thing for your body too. And yes, of course, sometimes your emotional response will win, and you won't do the right thing, but with practice, you will get better at making sure that you take care of your body like you should. This is something that you need to keep in mind, okay? Well, that's it for today, guys. I hope you enjoyed this podcast as much as I enjoyed making it. I just want to help other people understand that caring for your body does matter. And if you want to live longer and understand, you know, how what's going on in the world, especially since, you know, people are essentially, how do I put this bluntly, you know, passing on every single day, you know, then do what you need to do to ensure that you survive. wearing a face mask, that's great and all. You know, staying 6 feet apart, that's even better. But if you don't actually do anything, if you don't take care of yourself, don't exercise, don't move, and you keep yourself locked up inside of a room, then, well, you're no better than a dog in a cage. Okay? Alright guys, that's it for this episode. This has been Food for Thought, Thoughts of It with you, and I'm your host, Neo Gentrix. I'll catch y'all next time with the importance of exercise.